For some, All-Star Weekend was a chance to experience a celebrity sighting or buy merchandise representing their favorite NBA player. For others, it was all about the dunk contest or Sunday's game. But for a few families, the weekend came down to one simple thing, a love of the game that spanned generations. WFAE's Jessa O'Connor has more.
Yesterday was a blustery day in the epicenter, and 16-year-old Dorian Page was shaking. But it was more from excitement than the cold.
I was laying down last night. It was like a very weird feeling, like these guys in the same city as me. It's like inspiring. It made me want to get up and do something.
And he did. He woke up and asked his dad to bring him uptown. He was hoping to catch a glimpse of his basketball idol, New York Knicks player Dennis Smith Jr.
I started following him when he was my age. He was a kid, and just to watch him grow, yeah, it was just cool to talk to him.
Dorian is an aspiring pro ball player. He currently plays for Mallard Creek High School, but is hoping to follow in the footsteps of the very players he was itching to meet. And he hopes to do that with the help of his dad, Michael Page.
He started playing and loving the game at a very young age. I've been his coach, his trainer, ever since he was about 4 years old.
Like his son, Michael has a deep love of the game. He said both playing and watching the sport has brought the two together.
It's pretty cool to watch your kids grow up and love the same thing that you had interest in.
Michael and Dorian weren't able to get tickets for Sunday night's game, but that didn't stop them from enjoying their time together, attending All-Star events in their home city. Dame Conti and her husband brought their teenagers from Wake Forest for the game. Conti said she's a longtime basketball fan.
As a child, I would never have imagined that I'd actually be here physically in my wildest dreams. So lots of All-Star weekends I spent just watching it at home on the television.
She said she's grateful to be able to share the experience with her children, especially her daughter, Sydney.
Basketball has just been something that I followed since I was a little girl. And, you know, when I was a little girl, they didn't have the WNBA. You know, girls could play in high school and they could play in college. And so now even just to see, you know, girls enjoying the game much longer is really cool.
Conti said seeing prominent women like Dawn Staley, who coached the celebrity game, inspires her and Sydney and fuels their shared love of basketball. For WFAE News, I'm Jessa O'Connor.